A few years ago, a trip down Hall Street in St. Joseph, Missouri might have been depressing, with old homes unoccupied, shells of their glory days long since past. That story is changing, and one home in particular has quite a story. It's next on the American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Isabel McGowan loves showing people her impressive chateau, a place that dates to 1885. People have been amazed at the site as they enter those doors for well over a century now.
People come through those big carved front doors and they see this magnificent interior. These are 12-foot ceilings and it's completely covered, floor to ceiling, paneled in these carved arches and colonnades, carved pillars, and even the big dragons carved on the staircase there. It's all made out of solid cherry wood.
The amazing home was part of what was called Millionaire's Row, here along Hall Street in St. Joseph, Missouri. In particular, this home was known as the Ogden Mansion.
It was a single-family home through its first and second owners, all the way up until 1944. World War II years, single-family homes in 9,000-square-foot mansions didn't make any sense anymore.
And so it became an apartment building, and some of those beautiful amenities didn't shine quite as brightly as they did over 50 years prior. It would take another 50 years until a new owner took out those apartment walls, opened a bed and breakfast, and named it the Shakespeare Chateau. But when they sold it, things took a turn for the worse.
The next owner, he was owner number 5, and for whatever reason, he really let the maintenance of the house go. He did not take care of keeping water out, let a lot of the systems fail.
Isabel happened to come to St. Joseph and found the old mansions on Hall Street. This one was in bad shape.
You know, it was listed as distressed at that point. It was just the right timing. The house certainly needed a new owner. I was looking for a retirement project, so I call this my working retirement with emphasis on the working.
And work she has, creating an amazing place that is even the backdrop of a new movie. We'll get to all of that yet to come as we travel the countryside. In St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.